Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Man, people get crazy over death. That's for sure. I mean, it can bring the best out in you. Well, not if you're the one that's dying.
No. It's not really going to bring anything out in you.
No, that opportunity's probably gone.
Yeah.
But the people around you, I mean, it can bring out the best or it can bring out the worst, man. People fighting over this, fighting over that. So I can understand why if you're like filling out a will, how you don't want to like fill anybody in on what's going on.
And I'm wondering if that's irresponsible. So my husband and I have put together our wills, obviously. We have kids. It's not like we have a ton of assets, but we have kids and we want them taken care of.
They're a pretty important asset.
The most important thing in my life. And of course, when we are choosing, God forbid, should we both demise at the same time, where the kids are going, of course, we've talked to that person and said, would you be willing to do this in this event? And they were like, absolutely, of course, yes. My question is, do we fill the rest of the family in on who gets the kids if we both pass away? Because I'm afraid it's going to hurt feelings. I'm afraid people won't understand. They'll be upset. And then because our families live on opposite ends of the country, then I'm going to have to deal with the headache of visitation or, you know, like, of course, I want everyone to be able to see the kids still. But I just feel like it's a can of worms, like Pandora's box that I'm opening. But then I wonder, is that an a-hole move to pass away and just let the will inform everybody of our wishes and let everyone else deal with the aftermath?
Why does anybody outside of those that you choose to take care of your kids if you pass need to know any of this?
They don't need to, but I think when you grow up in a family that talks about a lot of this stuff, like I'm still close to my parents and my sister.
That would come up in like a conversation though. So, hey, just really curious, if you die, who gets the kid? They would actually ask you that, really?
We've had conversations. My parents have informed me of what happens when they die. They've given us all the information. They're uncomfortable conversations, but yeah, it would absolutely be something that came up, especially if I had offhandedly mentioned that we were putting our wills together, just updating them on our day and stuff like that. So it's not like it's regular dinner time conversation, but it's not an off limits topic in my fam. And so it's not really about any of the assets or anything like that. It's about the kids. And I think they would agree everyone would agree with the choices that Chad and I have made, but I don't want to hurt any feelings.
You're dead. Why do you care if you hurt feelings?
Well, that's what exactly. I don't care. But then after the fact is whoever's dealing with it and who's executing the will, who also doesn't know all the details, the ex-executor, whatever. Anyway, is that an a-hole move for them to be like, now I have to sort through this mess, thank you so much?
I don't think it's an a-hole move as long as you let them know now. So if I were in your position, which you reminded me, add to my to-do list, Bart and I need to do wills, I would let the person know who we are bestowing the kids to and who we trust the kids to and let them know we're not telling anybody else. I wouldn't tell anybody else.
I think you should reveal this to the family the same way that a high school senior is picking a college and does it on like ESPN.
Oh. Have hats for each family member. Yeah,
or their faces or something like that. And then you say, and finally, my kids are going to, and you'll hold up either the hat or a picture of who gets the kid.
Blank's house.
Yeah. I like that. I was going to have them draw straws, but that's a little better.
This is way more dramatic.
Nah, bigger than that. Go bigger. I think you should do it like, it's like it's an award show. You should go up there with an envelope. Yeah. And so the kid goes too.
The only person I trust with my children is...
Just do it with a little more enthusiasm than Al Pacino.
Right. Oh, okay, got it.
Because there might be some confusion as to where the kids are actually
going.
I'm
seeing, I have children.
I just don't think that it's a conversation that you need to have with anybody except the people that you and Chad choose to be the new parents, the godparents. No one else needs to know. And it blows my mind that that would come up in a conversation with any other family member.
Maybe it's because, I don't know, sometimes I still, even though I'm in my late 30s, I almost said mid-30s, and I was like, that's a lie.
I've been lying about that too for a couple years.
I've lied so many times. I don't have any idea how old I am.
I don't know either. It's days I don't know.
It could go anywhere from 25 to 45. I don't know.
I don't know what it is, and I've done a lot of work. It's just something about the way I grew up, and this isn't my parents' fault at all. It's just the power and the hold as parents that they have over you, where I still feel like I have to report to them in a way and fill them in on stuff or like please them somehow or make them proud, even though they don't expect it and they haven't asked for any of that. So in my head, any big life events, I'm like, automatically I got to fill people in on. And it's taken some effort for me to realize like I'm allowed to have my own insulated life and I don't have to do that, but it feels so important.
So just be prepared. It looks like you're leaning in, like letting everybody in on what you all have decided.
No, actually I'm leaning the other way. I just want to know that's not going to like.
No, I think that's totally fine, because if you do, you have now opened the door for everybody's opinions, everybody's advice, everybody's unsolicited commentary and critiquing what you have decided for your children.
Yep.
If you don't want that, then just let the people know who are going to be taking care of the kids.
I mean,
sold.
Yeah.
That just summed it up perfectly. Done.
I mean, you know the people that are in your life and how they may potentially react. And I get you as far as parents and, you know, wanting to let them know, like, when certain things happen. And I think we often build stuff up in our heads with our parents. We think it's going to be way worse than it actually is. And then we have this conversation. And I'm like, why did I put this off for so long? It wasn't that bad. But in this instance, that is a possibility.
Yeah, I feel like you're creating more drama than
I think you're
than
right.
needs to be.
Okay, cool.
Get it. The Burt Show.